Except for infant formula, the federal government currently doesn't require any date labels on food.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Much of the food bought at the supermarket is labeled with a message that may seem familiar. You've probably read them yourself. Terms like sell-by or best before. But what do they mean, really? Well, Steve Morris, a Natural Resources and Environment Director at GAO, is with me to talk about a report taking a look at the federal government's role in these date labels and any consumer confusion. Thanks for joining me, Steve.
Thanks, Matt. Good to be with you today.
So, Steve, the last time you were on this podcast, you talked about food loss, and you mentioned how confusion about date labels played a role in this waste. Could you explain that link a bit more?
Yeah, sure thing, Matt. You're right. Earlier, I mentioned that about a third of the food that we produce each year is wasted. And there are many reasons why that food is wasted. But for example, let me give you one key one. We found that some studies are finding that consumers are confused about the meaning of date labels on food. And so what happens is that they throw out the food, even though it's still good, because they think it's unsafe.
So I have to be honest, I'm not sure myself all the time what the difference is between the labels, for example, best if used by and better if used before. Does the federal government play a role in what these date labels say or what they mean?
Well, Matt, except for infant formula, the federal government currently doesn't require any date labels on food. And the words that are used on date labels aren't regulated by the government either. So food manufacturers that choose to use date labels may use a range of phrases, such as best by or used by or enjoy by, among others. And these phrases can be confusing to the consumer, as it's not always clear whether they focus on food safety or food quality. So in most cases, those date labels are focused on quality to indicate when the product is at its peak freshness or flavor, and really have nothing to do with food safety or at what point the product may make you sick. But the key point here is that this distinction isn't always clear to the consumer.
So it sounds like the federal government doesn't regulate what food date labels say. It's the manufacturers who create phrases like use by or enjoy by, and consumers don't always know when these labels refer to safety or quality. So, Steve, what's the government doing to reduce this confusion?
Yeah, well, good question, Matt. You know, the government has taken some steps to address consumer confusion over date labels. To give you some examples, it's posted some information about what some of the labels mean. It's also supported some industry efforts to standardize some of these labels. And they're also providing guidance to food banks on how to interpret the date label so that food which may be past the date on the label but otherwise wholesome can still be provided to those in need.
And is there anything more that they can do?
We think so, Matt. Just to make one point here clear is that, you know, unlike the federal government, states and local governments and tribes can and do regulate date labels. So, for example, most states have some regulations for certain foods like dairy and eggs and shellfish. But these regulations can vary widely state to state, which really creates a patchwork of rules for industry to follow. So given that, we recommended that the federal government do a better job of coordinating with states and others to ensure that really their collective efforts to address consumer confusion over date labels are most effective.
So finally, Steve, what's the bottom line here?
Well, Matt, you know, we know that consumers are often confused about the meaning of date labels, and that confusion leads to food waste. The federal government does recognize the importance of this issue. They're taking some steps to address it, but as I mentioned, we think more needs to be done. And we believe that the federal government should really focus on partnering with industry and states and local and tribal governments to find some common ground solutions here to address the consumer confusion over labels. And in addition to that, also help to reduce food waste.
Steve Morris was talking about the federal government and food date labels, which may be confusing for Americans. Thank you for your time, Steve.
Thank you, Matt.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.